school that you went to, I think you called it a country school now.
Oh yeah, just a one-room schoolhouse, and every grade was in that one room. And I don't know how the teachers ever managed it, but they learned you a lot. And I remember two teachers that I had that really stands out more than any of the rest. One of them was a man, and the other one was a woman, Lord Hightower and Mary Gay. In Indian Pine, where I went, Mary was a school teacher up there. And I told you about how few clothes that we had to grow up with. Well, one thing that I remember about her, and she's still living, I know she's up in her 90s, I don't know what kind of coat I had to wear at school, but she must have felt sorry for me or something, because she gave me one, you know, they used to make coats that looked like velour, kind of like velvet, but it wasn't velvet. And I remember her giving my mother one to make me a coat out of. It was a maroon color. And I felt like I was rich when I got that coat. And then this Lord Hightower, I started, that was Sharp Top School, just a little further over than Indian Pine. When I started school there, I was 5 years old. And you know, the teachers used to have the little ones come up and stand by them and read. And I can remember him putting his arm around me when I'd go up to read. And I wasn't but 5 years old. And I remember being at school there one day when it come what I'd call a gully washer rain, and we had to cross the foot log, cross a creek, and it got up, and my oldest brother and a Mr. Pittman, his two girls and boy went to Sharp Top 2 to school, and them a meeting us at that creek and leading the older ones across, and my brother carrying me across. The water was up over the foot log. And I can remember, you know, things like that, they'll stand out. And now they won't let a child start school at the age of 5, but I did. And I can remember going to Indian Pine, and we had to go through a pasture, Mr. Will Little's pasture. And he had a horse in there that would run you. And there was Cliff and Maddie and Ellen and James and me that went to school. And one morning it was cold, and Jack Frost was up that high, spewed up, and that horse got after us, and there was a ditch we had to cross, and I remember falling in that ditch, running from that horse. I don't know whether it would have bothered you or not, was all scared of it. And we had to cross the swinging foot log, going across that pasture, get to school, and the little boys, Golden and Hallman and Dennis, they'd get in the middle of that foot log and go to swinging. I know you saw a swinging foot log, they called it, swinging bridge. And I bet you could have heard me crying a mile. I was scared to death. And they'd do that, just get to hear me cry.
What did you call the woman teacher?
We called her Miss Mary. That's what we had to call her, Miss Mary. And I had two more. Now I went to what they call a Kegel schoolhouse. And that was when we lived where I told you about living when my sister died. And it was just a little ways up on top of the hill where we lived. And a Valerie Geddes taught school there. And a Pearlie Strickland. And it was just a one-room schoolhouse. And there was a Denson boy. And one or two more that was just incorrigible. I don't know what they done. I don't remember what they done one day, but she was going to punish them, and they jumped out the window, went home.
Did they come back?
Oh, yeah. But she didn't punish them. They run over her. But the two that I told you about is the most outstanding in my life of the school teachers.